So, welcome to this very last talk of this session, which will be about tensor-based framework for large-scale spatiotemporal raster data processing. So, Sukriti.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Sukriti Bhattacharya. I have been working on that topic for some time in Luxembourg Institute of Science and Technology in the Geocomputation Group, along with my colleague Christian Braun and Ulrich Leopold sitting over there. So basically, these are the research questions. Based on that, we did our research. So actually, we are trying to tackle the curse of dimensionality issues in Earth observation data, especially. So curse of dimensionality means when you have a huge amount of data with different dimensions. So it creates the scalability problem in the computation when you are doing computation. And then we are also trying to find out a single data structure where you can keep spatial and temporal information together. And also, the main concern was the time and the scalability. So to address these questions, we proposed a sophisticated way of handling large-scale spatiotemporal data in the raster-based GIS. And basically, we adopt the concept of a tensor. So we have tensor algebra. We implement it using TensorFlow, which is an open source library from Google. I will come to TensorFlow later and detailed description of tensor later in the next slide. And then we did some kind of case studies on our proposed framework. So we kind of quantify the spatiotemporal dynamics of solar radiation calculation and 2.5D shadow calculation for large cities with a high space-time resolution. Okay, so what is a tensor? Tensor is basically a mathematical object which is kind of a generalization of matrices to higher dimensions. So a tensor can be recognized by three parameters. The first one is the order, like the unit of dimensionality, then the shape of the tensor, and the third one is the type of value it contains, basically. So in the picture, you can see in the figure one, you have scalar, vector, matrix, and then tensor. So the dimension is 3D here, and the shape is, so basically it's a 4, 3×4 matrices clubbed together. And these are the different component of a tensor that you can use during your computation. And now, what is TensorFlow? As I told you before, TensorFlow was kind of invented in Google. Basically, TensorFlow was designed for big data handling in deep learning, but it is general enough that you can use it in different scientific calculations. So, in the right-hand side, in the picture figure three, you have the basic TensorFlow architecture. So you can use different front-end to access that TensorFlow distributed execution engine. So we use Python front-end, and then you can deploy your code irrespective of CPU, and GPU is very transparent. So here we use only CPU. And this is the block diagram of a TensorFlow program, basically. So You can build the computational graph, then you can allocate memory dynamically, and then you can create a session where inside the session you can execute the graph. And you can execute that particular graph in CPUs and GPUs irrespectively without changing the code. It's very transparent, as I said. And then after that, you can close the session. Okay, so this is the basic kind of philosophy behind that entire thing. So you have some temporal information in the x-axis, and these are basically the observations. So you can consider it like a azimuth angle, suppose. So you have the azimuth angle changes according to the sun position. So you can keep it like in T1, T2, T3, you have different azimuth for the same location. So what you can do, you can just create a tensor. It's a 3D tensor. So you have XYZ thing. In the x-axis, you have the temporal information. And you can club all these matrices together to build a single data structure. So using that that philosophy, we basically model solar irradiation. So in the figure 7, you can see solar irradiation is a total solar irradiation is a summation of direct, diffuse, and ground reflected irradiations. So this is the basic kind of architecture of our tool. So you are collecting data, the DSM data, and atmospheric data. You are building the tensor there, and this is dotted box is the TensorFlow main program, and you are calculating the solar angles, and you can see that you are doing the diffuse radiation, beam radiation, and ground reflect radiation, summation, total radiation. So what we have done, we need to rewrite all these equations because, you know, these are not new. All these equations, mathematical equations, are already present in the astronomy part. So what you have to do, you need to rewrite it according to the tensor data structure because at the end of the day, you are going to execute all these kind of equations, mathematical equations in TensorFlow. You can see here, there is a small part called shadow calculation, which is the most heaviest and expensive operation. So if you look at a pixel-based operation, then a particular pixel, so consider a raster, and if a particular location is 1, that means it is in shadow. So you can imagine for a big city, for each and every point to calculate whether it is in shadow or not, it's a heavy and exhaustive operation. But we rewrite that shadow calculation. Even we published few paper on it separately. So this is the basic principle of shadow geometry from DSM thing. So basically, we are calculating the horizon angle and altitude angle. And I'm not going into the detail, but if you look at here, this is the module for shadow calculation. So here we use TensorFlow and SpySpark to accelerate the overall operation. So you can see in the SpySpark module, there is an algorithm called Bresenham lines drawing algorithm. So it's a very, very well-known algorithm from computer graphics. So we use it. And the overall approach is significantly faster than the already existing one. Significantly means more than 70% faster. So, but it's a 2D, 2D shadow. So this is the visualization of the computational data flow graph. This is called Tensor Board. It comes with TensorFlow. So you can see your actual implementation as like a graph. So here you can see the nodes are basically tensors and the arrows are the flow. So TensorFlow has a property like it has inherent distribution and parallelism property. So we use it we are using only CPU. As I said, we can use GPU, then our code could be could be executed even faster. But we use only CPU for the benchmarking purpose. So this is the tensor board representation of the shadow calculation only. The overall calculation, I can generate the graph, but it will be really big. So I just put that shadow part here. So we apply that thing, like our approach to Azor-Jatte. It's the second largest town in Luxembourg. So you can see here, so you have DSM range from 279 meter to 426 meter, and the grid size is 1,874 cross 1,828. So this is the result. So it's in 22nd, December at morning 8:30. So this is the shadow thing for the whole ash, and this is a part of ash, like maybe from here, I believe. So you have beam, diffuse, and ground reflected radiation. So we basically compare our result with GRASS, R.Sun. So R.Sun has a module that performs the same thing, like what we have done. So our purpose was to replicate that thing, but in a more scalable and faster way. So you can see here, the x-axis is the temporal resolution in minutes. And that graph is the percentage of improvement with respect to GRASS. and that is my configuration of my computer. We are not using any GPUs. I have 12 core. And so somehow I am on an average, I am getting 60% benefit. And this is the conclusion. Basically what we are trying to do, this is just the beginning. What we are trying to do, we are trying to replicate that map algebraic function using TensorFlow to make different APIs so that we can, you know, so we will name it not a cube rather than an n-dimensional map algebra. And because we already have all these facilities in board, we don't need to work for distribution, we don't need to work for parallel computation. It's already there. And even we can use GPUs to accelerate it more. And that's it. And this is the part of Secure project and funded by Innovus Foundation, Luxembourg.
Half past eight in the morning. Yeah. So that was the performance was based on that.
No. The performance was okay. So I put only one picture here, but we did for several time and several day in a year, and again. So that is the temporal resolution, you know. So this is one slab of the temporal resolution. So we did from the sunrise to sunset. And the performance is based on the overall calculation from sunrise to sunset.
And what's the size of the data set, the total size of the data
set? Yeah, so this is the data set, size of the data set. So you have this the grid size is like this. And you can change the temporal resolution in the code, like 1 minute, 10 seconds, anything. So you can increase the temporal resolution by yourself. And this is the actual spatial resolution.
Yeah, I meant by the temporal resolution, yeah.
Huh?
I meant the temporal resolution.
Okay, so temporal resolution could be anything. Like, you can give it to there. So here, that's why if you look at the final... so here, you have in minutes. So you have 1.5 minute, 2.5 minute, 5 minutes. So these are the sunrise to sunset and equal interval temporal resolution.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hi, I was just wondering how much faster it is to run on GPUs.
Yep, basically we didn't run it on GPU. The reason is we were trying to, benchmark it with R.Sun. So it would be unfair if you use GPU and compare it with R.Sun. But I believe it will be faster for sure. even that shadow calculation thing, mainly we are really proud of because. I can tell you, like, just run, you have, in Grass, you have R.Horizon, maybe, or something, if I remember. The same thing, just give the same input to R.Horizon, and it will take, I am sure, more than a few hours to calculate the shadow. And in our case, it took 2 minutes, so you can imagine. So how fast it is. But for that, I will give the credit to SpySpark as well. So we use SpySpark, but not GPU. But it will be really interesting to see what is going to happen if we use GPUs here. Any questions?
Please. Coming from the Grass community. Is this working? Yeah. How much would it make a difference maybe if you just cut it up into tiles sufficiently overlapping to take into account, let's say, the size of the shadows, and then parallelize it that way in Grass, R.Sun.
Yeah.
At least the difference you saw here, I had the feeling you would probably get the same speed up then.
But okay, so
if it's about an 80% difference now.
But you are saying that you will use that R.Horizon in parallel environment, right? Like you will, yeah, of course. But what I'm doing, I'm not doing any parallel execution. I'm just running R.Horizon in the command prompt without any kind of parallel processing. Of course, if you do, you have GPUs, you will get more faster. So I'm not comparing with that level. But yeah, you are right. You will get the same thing. If you parallel execution is possible in Grass. So if you do parallel execution, then yeah. But I'm not doing any parallel execution here. Yeah.
Why do you use Spark then?
Spark is parallel, like in data level. So we are not incorporating any kind of HPCs. Okay, so even Python multiprogramming, you can tell is parallel, you know, in that sense. But we are not using any HPCs and all. We just use Spark to accelerate that Bresenham algorithm, because Bresenham algorithm work as a pairwise, like it takes a pair of coordinate and calculate all the possible points that join those two coordinates. So we use Spark to run all those, you know, like a pair of coordinates parallelly, but not using any added hardware.
Any other questions? No? Okay, well then, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.